Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some wonderful healings tonight, some live instantaneous healings. So if you wish to request a healing for yourself, you can also. But normally what we do is like an emotional clearing for people. And because today's Friday, that could be the reason why we enjoy this show so much. Tongue twister here. So what you want to do is just sit back, relax, nothing for you to do. And tonight is our paranormal show. If you want to call in or go to the fast chat, you can ask questions if you wish. So here we go. Do an emotional clearing. So we go back 5 days. This is a sample clearing. Gets rid of probably about 80% of your emotional densities. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body clearing. These are both, you know, invisible bodies that live with you. And when they get overcharged up, overfilled, they leak into the physical body. And then they come into your memories. And also other people read that in your auric fields. This is why you have things happening to you, because these bodies are overfilled, along with having that initial problem inside of your body in the DNA, which are your thoughts of your ancestors, which is what you're living today. Remember, you're living all your ancestors' lives at one time because our DNA has this stored inside of it. So here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. This sometimes people get the, you know, thoughts inside of their head coming, recycling patterns. So this is like the right brain balancing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we'll do one more, a pain body. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. There we go. So, are we out there, Sylvia, our co-host tonight?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. So, like Ron said, it's wonderful on Friday night to sit back and relax and enjoy some beautiful healing energies and, you know, get heart-centered for the weekend. And sometimes it's hard to maintain that all throughout the week, and that's why tuning in with this program is very beneficial, because you remember to drop into your heart center and live your life from that space instead of from your mind or your head. So would you like to maybe, Ron, take everyone through a little process to get everyone heart-centered?
Sure, that sounds great. So here we go. Just sit back and think, if you would, of an elevator. And the 10th floor is your thoughts inside of your head. Remember, when you're in your head, you're in the time energy. The time energy lives and is created by darkness. Now, when you drop down into your heart, say the first floor of the elevator, then you're out of time. Then you're with the source energy, and that's the two energies that share this planet. We have time energy, mind energy, and the mind energy controls us. This is why we have planets controlling us, because it's all mind energy. And when you get into your heart, then you're in source energy with your spirit, and that does not exist any longer. So here we go. Think of an elevator dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
All righty. Well, we would love to hear your questions tonight for Ron. You can either go to the Fast Chat link, just click on where it says BBS Fast Chat, and that will bring up a window for you to type in any questions you have or comments, requests, and so forth. Or you can call in, and if you'd like to get a pen, I'll give you the phone number for call-ins tonight. It's area code 415-762-1161. Again, that's 415-762-1161. So we'd love to hear from you and either call in or type something on the fast chat. And in the meantime, we'll talk about a little bit first about what's going on in New York. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so tomorrow I'm planning to be at the ARE Center in Manhattan. And the event starts, I believe, about noon and gets over at 6. So I'll be doing some aura photography there. And the next weekend, a week from tonight, we'll be at the New Life Expo. And that's at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th, about a block from Penn Station. And hope to see you there. We'll have the light infusion chamber up. So that'll be a three-day event. And I have three lectures and a Strange Universe panel, which will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock. So if you're there, ask some questions. Normally the Strange Universe panel draws about 250 people. And it's just nice to be on that panel and to talk to people and answer their questions. So let's bring in the energy of the light beam. So if you like, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we'll bring in the male energy tonight. Remember, there's males and females and non-gender. So we'll bring in the male energy through the light beam. And you can request your healing. So here it comes. So stronger, stronger. There's three males coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of enjoy this wonderful light beam energy right now. And we're also going to bring in the energy of peace through them. Because today is a Friday show. We'll bring in some nice peace energy for everybody. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, I'd like to say hi to, we have a few people here on the fast chat, Butterfly, Heal, Chris, and Peter from Australia. Welcome. And Ron, we have a question from Peter. And, well, it's a request. Can Ron do entities go to the light clearing? I guess we're talking about maybe the soulless beings that want to be taken to the light.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's first do entities that are ghosts. These are people who passed on, their emotional bodies floating around, attaching to other people to look for a life to live in. And naturally, they come to all of us. So here we go. This will be for entities that are earth-based that have lived here in a body. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That started the energy, so we'll work at the bottom of our feet, moving up. And if you feel kind of tingles happening in your body, or your body might even shake sometimes, that's because they're leaving you. And the tingles or the warmth would be as your spirit re-enters you to give you more healing there. Remember, something takes up the space of your healing and also takes the space up of your body, then you won't have a healing process. So you got to be very careful when you have healings that you're getting your spirit back into those locations. So here we go, going up now to your knees. Okay. And waist. Okay, and solar plex area. And moving up now to our shoulders as these entities get released. Our neck. And the top of our head. There we go. So, the other request now is to get rid of the alien energies. These could be shapeshifters. It could be an actual alien being that's in you. Which means that you have an extraterrestrial living aboard, okay? So this happens quite often. You know, shapeshifters are very common. So here we go. You know, these beings don't have a spirit or soul in them, but they are a life form, and they're created by the darkness. if the light would have created them, then automatically they have a spirit to residing inside of them to give them that light energy. So we're going to take them away now. And again, bring up the monitor screen, bring up the male light beams. And if you're new to the program, just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and the picture is activated right now. So here we go. We'll count to 10 as they leave your body. And they have a chance to go to the light, and they can check it out, see what it's like. And if they do leave you, they cannot come back to you again, because if they did, they'd be terminated. But this is the reason why we do this, so that they have an opportunity to experience the light. They can leave you peacefully, go to the light, check it out. And they can also bring their family with, or the whole race of beings, if they wish. And here we go. And if they don't like it, then they can leave. They're not held a captive on the light ship. So here we go. One, two. Remember, these beings were created in darkness, so it's their chance to graduate into light. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you might actually feel tingles going through your body now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so these were beings that were residing with you. This is their opportunity to go to the light. If they choose to have a spirit in their body, then they're going to be in a much better place. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Hope you enjoyed that, Peter, and everyone else. And we have some new folks joining with us on the Fast Chat. Hi to Everett and Stephanie. And great to hear from you, and please type in your questions for Ron or your requests. Or if you'd like to call us, I'll give you the number. It's area code 415-762-1161. So we had, we had a really fun show the other day on Wednesday where Ron was talking a lot about DNA and about the process of actually clearing the DNA so that all of that stuff, the gunk that your ancestors gifted you with, so to speak, that's getting passed down to you, is cleared out. So you want to talk a little bit more about that tonight, Ron?
Well, the clearings that we do help you with that. We just did a real quick sample of what it's like to have the DNA actually released from you. We can do that on this show here just one time here. We'll hold the energy for probably 5 seconds here. So take a note of this here. This is what it's like. This is how you would be living on a planet that did not have darkness on it, okay? Remember, the DNA isn't necessarily, it's part of the blueprint energy, but it's not needed once the blueprint's formed. So the DNA actually is all the thoughts tied into your actual spiritual blueprint, and that should not be connected to you whatsoever. So this is what they have brought here. The aliens brought that, our space brothers, to control us. And as you realize, this process, that this is why you have stuff happening to you in your life all the time, and why life is so miserable here on this planet, because of all the situations that the darkness has actually given you in the DNA, and it gets recycled each lifetime, so you can't get away from it. So here we go. I'll hold the space for 5 seconds here. So, and this will not work on the archives. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Take a note how you're feeling right now. And you might feel a change. Maybe your head might be shifting energies. And there we go. Okay. So that's the experience, people. This is the way you should feel on a planet of light. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's so fascinating. I would say for me, it's just like feeling like you're just about to levitate. It's just such a feeling of light and not feeling weighted down at all. So that's very interesting. So let's talk about some of the clearings that are available while we're waiting for people to call in or type in their questions. I know that you've got just so many things now on the website that weren't available before. And would you like to talk about any specific ones?
Well, one that I like doing first of all, if you're listening to this program, it's a must to have the clearing for your alien death barcode. And typically, I would say if you're 30 years of age and older, it's needed, a lot. You know, if you're in the 20s, you may not have already had a death barcode hit you, but this is the way the darkness takes you out of here. Remember, you're controlled by the planets, and the planets determine your lifespan, we'll say, and the situations that you have, you know, in your life. This is your natal chart, and this is all negative energy controlling you, something outside of yourself that affects your physical body, your spirit, and how you're being controlled here. So that incorporated in that is the way the aliens, which we'll call the planets, alien beings, races, whatever you want to call it, but they are somehow managing to use the planets to control you. So they may have just created their life as a planet, and they're beaming down to you all these negative mind control thoughts, programs, etc. So the alien death barcode is a must for everybody. And most people have three death barcodes put in place, and each time you go through one, you lose a lot of your life force energy. And before the first one hits you, you lose about probably a third of your energy 10 years prior to that process. So it's a must to do. Then you get a free clearing tube, which is your alien barcode for stress, so you can get rid of the emotional stress. The cost is $150. It's going to take you typically 6 to 8 hours to do. You must be on your computer continuous to do this. You cannot go away from it to do your alien death barcode. And after that, what you want to do is, if you have a wonderful experience, do the circulatory clearing. Wonderful. Remember, even though it may take 6 to 8 hours of time to do one of these, that's dedicated to your life. So, you know, some people say, I just really can't be in front of my computer for more than a couple of hours. I'm too busy in my life. Well, that means that you're too busy to have life. So you want to stay there and do these clearings. It's a must to do that alien death barcode. So I have a lot of good comments on it. So that's underneath the alien attack removal on the website. It's the bottom clearing there underneath that. So other one, which is the circulatory clearing, that's wonderful. Great clearing. You're going to feel probably like you don't have any internal organs afterwards because everything's running so smoothly. These are all energies that light is bringing forth now at the ending times, which we'll call ascension. May not be 2012. That's why we put up on the website a brand new clearing, which is the ascension barcode. So people start hearing people talking, internet information, hearing about 2012, wondering what it's going to be, whether it's just going to be like a polar shift or this or that or alignment of planets and, you know, doom and gloom here, et cetera. Some people think that might be the ascension time because it kind of sounds very similar. Well, if you're hooked into that and you're waiting for the 21st of December, remember the light only works in the now. Light doesn't do any channeling of divine beings to anybody because everything is in complete free will. So they're not going to tell you what to do. So that's once you understand that, you're going to realize that you want to go to your spirit to get your own information. This is what is needed by everybody. But that clearing eliminates you from the imprinted information that you may have read on typically websites because it's normally not out in the mass media like on TV or anything like that. So you're going to actually find out more probably on websites than you will be anywhere else. But when you get hooked up into those websites and the darkness transmits their energies to you from the monitor screen to you, connecting to the print, the format, the pixels. Then you can be hooked up, and you can be waiting and actually controlled, have a pattern put on you to abduct you at that time of 2012. So this clearing eliminates that barcode from you. And if you're listening out there, you probably have all heard about 2012, wondering what it is. Some people just think it's going to be a regular day, which it could be, and maybe be laughing at people who are so devoted to the information about 2012 as just like another day as normal. But there are people who really believe in it and think something's going to happen. And it's possible things happen every second, but the ones that are really ingrained and believe that something miraculous is going to happen at that time, you'll probably be abducted to a dark side universe because you have that belief system. And the aliens are just waiting for you. That's one of their traps. They did this last 2,000 years ago with Jesus. And when that happened, people went sideways into the dark side universe and lived there throughout ascension. And then after ascension, they came back when the planet was rematerialized here again. And they came back just as normal, you know, same thing, different day. And they lost the ascension time. They got taken off planet to a parallel universe, parallel lifetime, and that's where they lived during the ascension time. This is why we have this on the website, so that you won't get caught in a trap of having that happen. Remember, the light only works in the now, so ascension could be 2 seconds from now, or it could be, you know, in, say, 2015. The light does not have any type of prediction, does not work with predictions, does not work in the future. The light only works in the now, and the light is out of time. And the predictions and all this information is a time-based reality. And all time-based reality, I'll repeat that, all time-based reality and predictions are from the darkness. So when you hear something is going to be happening, that's being brought down here by the darkness. It could be somebody tuning in, channeling information, reading the dark side script, which I call the light of the darkness. And that could be what's in store for people. And, you know, when you're in your heart, then that's changeable. So back to you, Sylvia. That healing is a wonderful healing to experience if you want to not get taken, abducted by the aliens in 2012 of December 21st or whatever other time they put into their time sequencing for the implants they need to go off to be abducted.
Okay, well, great explanation, and we have quite a few people that just tuned into the fast chat, so hi to Marianne and Siri and Stephanie and Chris and anyone else if I missed your name. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got a lot of great questions here, so I'll start reading some of them to you, Ron. Let's see. Well, let me pick up this one from Peter from Australia, because you were just talking about the alien barcode clearing that you can do online, and his question is really good. What if I have 4 barcodes and I cleared only 3? What should I do?
Just go back in and clear the other one. And each barcode typically takes 2 hours to do, lets you have emotional stress. So there's actually 3 clearings for each barcode. A barcode itself takes 1 hour. There's a drop-down box there which you can use. The second part of the clearing is for 30 minutes, which is your emotional trauma release. Remember, once you find out that you could have died or are going to die, your emotional body might be having problems with that because it would lose its host and lose its way of living. And then the last part is your spirit integrating back with you again for the next 30 minutes. So it's a 2-hour clearing. So, yes, if you do think you have 1 extra barcode, then you can do that. There's a drop-down box, and most people only have 3, but you may have 4 or 5. So if you think you have another one after doing the first 3, and you go, wow, I feel some energy here coming, you know, maybe your spirit's telling you that you're going to be possibly dying again. I use the word again because you already cleared out the other ones. Maybe in 5 years or so, just go back in and do it and just check with yourself and see how you feel. But just, you can go back in there to the site over again and do the additional barcode or barcode clearings if you wish. So back to you, Sylvia. And then by all means, you know, do the trauma one maybe a week after. I think most people do the barcodes typically on the weekends because of the time that it takes to do that.
Okay, so we have a question from Siri. Let's see. Does the no dealing? I'm sorry. Does the no DNA feeling come from the sensory clearing? I think she means come from doing the sensory clearing. And is it the DNA content that gets taken away?
Oh, okay. What it'll do is take away in the sensory clearing. It takes away your emotional stuff. Like when I do a emotional clearing. Probably 95% of your energy of emotional traumas that have recycled in this lifetime is taken away. And the sensory clearing goes back to when your spirit first came here into your body. Now, your body could be older than that, but it's when your spirit first made contact with a body on this planet, and we go back to that time frame. So, yes, in a sense, it does clear out emotional stuff out of you. It's not the same type of clearing like I just got through doing with the DNA, but it is sort of similar because it does get rid of your past stuff, and you feel better because things that are haunting you in your DNA is eliminated emotionally. But there are other you know, stuff imprinted in the DNA too, but the emotional ones are probably the biggest ones. So it's not the same, but it is similar. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Chris on the line asking, can I ask if there is a correlation between the mind matrix and mind control? And if I do the unlimited barcode removal, will it assist in being more in control during mind control attempts and situations?
Okay. Yeah, we're living in a mind matrix energy here. So the mind matrix is the whole system of how they're controlling you, we'll say. And the mind control is what they're doing to you typically from the past, okay? And so that's the implants, we'll say, et cetera. So the two are similar again, but a little different. The fact that the control one, if you have that clearing, it takes away what has been brought to you from this moment going back in time. And then the mind matrix clearing disconnects you from the energetic transmissions. So back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So here's a wonderful question from Stephanie. The question is, are I and my spirit two different things? The reason I ask is to ask my spirit a question suggests that they are different.
Okay. Well, the I typically, if you're connected to your heart, would be that I, yes. If you think the I is what talks to you in your head, then it's completely different. So it depends how, you know, kind of languaging here. So the true I would be actually your spirit. Now, whether you can connect to it or not, or do connect to it, you know, it's hard to say for everybody. Most people do not. And so then you're limited to, you know, the ego mind, we'll say, the mind matrix, the mind control energies. And that's what you're thinking with, is that type of energy. So I hope that kind of helps you. But, yeah, the energy of source in your heart with your spirit is the, I guess, the I energy. They talk about the I am energy. That could be something, since they talk about it, another pitfall, because it is in languaging. And when you have languaging, then with letters and numbers, and the darkness can attach to those energies. So if you are doing something where you're doing a lot of I am statements or something like that, remember, that's one of the pitfalls. And you may want to go on to the natal chart clearing. And the natal chart allows you to bring in energies to disconnect these energies from you. So what you do is the energy that you're bringing in are the letters and the numbers. So in the natal chart, you can type in your first name at your birth. You know, maybe you have three names. first, middle, last. You can do nicknames. You can do, names if you've been married a few times, changing your last name. If you're born in a different country, you can type in that type of name, and the name may be in English. So it's whatever you choose to do, but type in your address of your house. People do that. Maybe their birth date. That's very important, your birth date. That's how they control you, mainly is your name and your birth date. Remember, the planets are controlling you, and how do they do that? You have the time when you're born. So right away you go, wow. So right away I have an implant in me, a special way of the dark side connecting to me, which is that particular exact time and date, and that's how they are finding you. So you can release that energy. So that's from the natal chart clearing. So the actual I am, we'll say, or the I that's you, that would be, your spirit energy typically, unless you're in your head. But there's no such thing as a higher self, or lower self, or medium self, or upper self. It's your spirit only comes to one incarnation in the light at one time. You're not a multidimensional being going out having thousands of lifetimes in the light, although you do have thousands of lifetimes in the light of the darkness. And from that, that's probably where they got the phrase that you're multidimensional beings living many lives. So remember, when you're living in parallel lifetimes, this is what you're living is the darkness. You're not living the light. The light only gives you one life. So you have full spirit energy in that one lifetime. So you can do your manifestations from heart energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so our next question is from Help. And the question is, since our heart is the doorway to going back to our home base, what clearing or healing can be done to protect the heart from being attacked by the dark?
Well, that's a very good question. The first thing, you want to be more in your body, number one. You may want to do a clearing. I'm going to be bringing some clearings up for heartache. We have a heartache clearing on the website, but it doesn't go deep enough. Remember, the dark side wants to connect to your heart to give you heartache, and when you have the heartache, then at that time you have negativity in your heart center. So look forward to another type of clearing for heart energy to take off the controlling implants on your heart center and your physical heart. But mainly the only way to protect yourself is to be heart-centered and to increase your spirit energy into your body, which means getting rid of your densities. And the densities are your DNA. This is why we do light chip healings to do that. So that's probably the main thing I could really talk about, is just to have the clearings to get rid of the densities to bring more of your spirit into your body so it resides there. And then after that, you want your spirit to integrate with the cellular structure of your body. This is what your spirit has to do for ascension, is to connect to every cell of your body. And then the DNA is erased from it. And then you have the immaculate conception happening as you do the clearings. So, back to you, Sylvia.
That sounds great. I can't wait for that clearing. for all the heart stuff, that sounds wonderful. In fact, before I bring up more questions, we actually have a request from Brett for a heartache clearing. Would you like to do something for that?
Sure. So here we go. So we'll go back 5 days here for heartache. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And that one still is pretty rough. I'll do with that one again here. A lot of heavy energy there. So some of you out there have heart energies happening. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. What happens is when you have a heartache energy, the darkness is bringing to you the emotional energy and filling up your heart chakra, we'll say, full of emotional energy. Typically, if it's heartache, it would be negative energy. And that energy now is leaking over into your physical heart, and it could be actually making your physical heart actually a problem. So this is what's going on with you. So typically, it's all dark energy that's being attacked to the heart and being attached to the heart also. And this has also activated your DNA from the past. Maybe your ancestors, you know, 30,000 years ago could have a heart problem, and they could have troubles with their energetic system, and implants were put in place by the aliens, and then all of a sudden, this lifetime, they recycled, especially at ascension time, to have you go sideways at ascension time and to cause you problems. So you could be going through a lot of stuff that you may not have went through if you had identical lifetimes, we'll say maybe in the 1900s. If you go back 100 years, if you had two lifetimes of the exact same thing, you probably would not have these energies activated in you. Remember, the way the dark side can get you there, the quickest and fastest is to go to your heart center. And when they go to your heart center, then they can invalidate and cause you problems with your spirit, because your spirit is there. So they're trying to put a block between you and your spirit, and that's known as heartache. So, and that's and they work through emotional love energy. Remember, divine love energy doesn't have any emotion to it whatsoever. It's a neutral energy. But here we call love energy emotional, because it is what we deal with here. And this is why people feel maybe heartache or feel an overwhelming joy when they fall in love and stuff. But that's all emotional energy. It's not source divine energy. It's what the darkness gave you to experience energies here. So you go into both dualities of life. Remember, the darkness gave you duality. The light does not create duality. Only the darkness does. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, could you, can we take a minute to maybe bring in some of that beautiful neutral energy from the light ship for people to experience?
Sure, here we go. So again, bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And this will be the love energy from the light ship. This is creation energy coming through this website right to you right now. And this is their love energy. And the love energy, really, you probably won't feel too much, but it will give you peace. This is why I bring in peace all the time. So our only way for myself to describe this energy would be that it'll make you feel very calm, very peaceful. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And we'll connect your spirit better, your body right now. And we'll do a chakra alignment for you. So here we go. Heart center, moving that around. Throat, third eye, power, second, first. Do an opening for you to run more energy into your body. This is for healing. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. And we'll increase your spirit energy a little bit here. So here we go. We'll bring it up maybe 10% for everybody. So here we go. 1%, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel a little bit warmer now as your spirit comes more into your body. And we'll bring you in more. Here, what we're going to do is bring you into your feet in place of coming down maybe through your heart or your crown chakra. So we're going to come in through the bottom of your feet, coming up and around. And you may feel your body have more energy in your legs. It should feel heavier for you during this process, because when you are in your body more fully with your spirit, then you're going to feel heavier. So here we go. You're going to come out momentarily, come back in through the bottom of your feet, coming up. Ankles, knees, waist, coming up in your solar plex area, and now you're fully in your body. So here we go. So we'll just take you out and come in and out, 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 and in, out, and back in. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that feels awesome. So let's see. We have Chris on the fast chat was asking, goes back to when you were talking about the what gets cleared out during the century clearing. And he commented that the century clearing was very good when he did it. But he's wondering, like, what would cover the rest of the stuff for the, you know, the DNA, seven generational, or are there any other clearings that would go deeper to getting that gunk out?
Yeah, the gunk comes in many different forms of energy. That's the hardest thing. So we're putting up generational clearings going back to 42, and they'll be in segments of seven. So I would look forward to that. It'll be up on the website within the next month, I believe. So you're going to be able to do different clearings. We'll say that you have a problem with slavery, and you know about that. Maybe you have visions or memories from your body, and maybe even your spirit, typically, you know, from being a slave. Well, maybe, you know, doing the first seven generational clearing might be wonderful. That'll go back to probably about the 1850s approximately. But you have that clearing, and you go, man, I still feel energy of slavery here, and I'm kind of stuck in my life, and I feel like people have to tell me what to do, and I have no freedom. So then you can go in to the website and go into the slavery clearing and maybe just do one more, go from the 8th back to the 15th generation. And that might be where that problem occurred. And each one is going to cost $50 to do. And, you know, the first one is by your age, and the second one, you know, which is your 8 through 15 is 50, and then 16 through 23 is 50. So you just add $50 to each one to go back further. And it's up to you how many of these you need. And it depends where they got imprinted in you and what, you know, genetic time frame you had troubles. Well, normally going back 42 generations is going to be a lot of stuff. And that should be, you know, probably, you know, past when Jesus was doing his clearings here. And this is what we're trying to do is go back to that time. For the people that were awake, which was probably very few of them, that were not controlled by the darkness, who have these clearings, so you might have some of that memory in you, maybe even being with Jesus, which could be why you're listening to this program right now, because this is the same energy. And which could be also why, you know, we don't have the whole world listen to this program, because they were taken to the darkness. They don't know about Jesus. They maybe have heard about him and the teachings, but they haven't had any of the clearings done. So they don't resonate to it because the light of the darkness, you know, the church has not put up the false light darkness of Jesus. And that's what they understand and believe, that this is the source energy bringing this energy to you. But the extra clearings for the seven generational clearings may help you out. We're gonna have, we have one for poverty, one for emotional energies, maybe one for pain. So there's quite a few that will be on there. And it just depends, you know, what you think you need. Remember, you have to ask your spirit. This is what I tell everybody, is to go inside, do that mind-to-heart drop from 10 to 1, going backwards there. Maybe do it about six times, and you can actually feel that mental energy of your thoughts going into your heart, and then ask your spirit what clearing you need to have. Because everybody needs, you know, different clearings. There's nothing out right now that does one basic clearing of all your DNA. Because it's just so complex. There's so many bodies that we have that aren't even brought forward yet for clearings because the life ship is not prepared to do that. So they are prepared to do what I have on the website, though. So as we get new ones coming forth, then we can do clearings for those. But right now, this is all that we have. There's probably about 100 different clearings. It may sound like a lot, and it is. But this is the way you can have your clearings done. And you might even check out the self-empowerment section. That gives you a lot of different clearings there. I think there's over 30 of them that are listed. And that clearing is designed to help you move forward in your life. And you might find out where you're stuck by doing these different clearings of mind control, getting this stuff off of you. Remember, the reason why you're not self-empowered is because of the mind control transmissions from the our space brothers out there. So back to you, Sylvia. And that clearing, I think, is $50, I believe, and it lasts for 6 weeks. There's a lot to do there. Remember, these clearings are dedicated to your life to get you more conscious with your spirit so you can have a better life. So whether you believe in ascension or not makes no difference. It's how much do you want to help your body and help yourself. You love your body enough to get it out of situations that is being perpetrated on it by the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that really made so much sense to me, what you were talking about resonating to the healings of Jesus, and probably people listening can relate to, you know, maybe when they were young and if they had any teachings, you know, given to them from their parents about Jesus, it maybe felt completely different than what you knew inside of you, inside your heart, was true. So, very interesting. Okay, let's see, what else do we have here on the fast chat? We have Dulcie. Hi, Dulcie. And Ron, she's asking about the lightship insignia and also Everett, and they're wondering what the rings are. There's a kind of a grouping of rings up in the section by the wings, wondering about what those are meaning.
Yeah, that just shows the connection to, like, the universe of light, okay? So that's kind of what that's about. The energy is going up. The staff will say it's just light force energy moving. It's not the snake energies like we see on the, medical profession, staff. This is actually light force energy moving. And it's just the connectedness. The whole thing is source energy. And so when you bring that insignia, say, logo up on your monitor screen, that's actually the 12 source energies working through that to help you. When you bring up the light beam energy, the light beam will be normally a team of three light beams that will come through. Sometimes it's only one light beam, and other times it's a combination of three. If you do call upon the males, then you're normally calling upon the physical healing attributes of the light ship. And so the males do most of the procedures. The females also do them, but the males normally are the doctors, we'll say, and the females are the doctors that tell the males what to do. So, but normally most of the procedures are done by male doctors. And that's just the way it works. So, and then we do have people who use the Star Bethlehem up. They love that one. That's the creation lightship defense ship that was here to protect the birth of Jesus for that time. And then after that, his protection was turned over to our wonderful Galactic Federation, and that's who killed him. So that's why he did not finish the ascension program here for humanity, because he was probably starting to reach, too many people, basically. I only see handfuls of them, but regardless, they didn't want to have that energy spread. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. We have a question from Marianne. She's keeps losing her sound, so she didn't hear everything you were saying about the seven generational clearings that are going to be put up on the website. And her question is, so can you go back more than seven generations now on those clearings?
Yeah, when they're up, you can, yes. Uh-huh. So you can go back up to 42, and there's segments of seven.
So 42 generations.
Yes, seven generations. So there'll be, there's actually, hypothetically, you'd have six seven generational type clearings, okay, for each issue. And it just depends where you got stuck or what you're dealing with in this lifetime for which generation you're working with. Remember, the mindset of those people are what's controlling you in this lifetime. Remember, everything down here is control. And the control is force of will. And it's nothing to do with the light, because the light does not give you force of will. So the force of will energy comes through your ancestors. So once you release their problems, their judgments of a particular issue, then that comes out of you. So if something happened to you, we'll say, in the 1500s, and you go back, I don't know what generation or when that would be, we'll just say you went back to the maybe the third generation or one back, which would be we have 8 to 15, which is number 2, we'll say, and then we have 16 through 23. So if you went back, say, 16 through 23, that segment might eliminate the mindset that got activated or placed in them by the aliens, the imprints, we'll say. And if you get that mindset out of them, inside of you, then you would have a clearing, and it will go forward from that time to you right now. And it also clears out people above you that are living, too. If you have parents that are living, just by doing your own clearing yourself, then that's passed on to everybody above you that's living in your genetics, okay? So that's the way the clearing works. So if you have a child, you may want to clear the child of a 7-generational clearing, and that way you have a 6-generational clearing, and it moves up the line. So you'd have benefit just from your child having that clearing done. But it only works with living people. So if somebody has passed on, you know, the body will not benefit by it. The spirit might if it's attached to that energy somehow, but basically it's the body that we're dealing with here, because the body is what you're living in, and the body is where you're getting these negative transmissions sent to, and this is what we're living. We're living a life in the body here, and we're trying to connect more to your spirit, and in that process you have to get rid of these imprintings, these implants, these control energies, that the negative thoughts, or I should say the thoughts of judgment, because the positive thought is still judgment. So any type of thought that you have that's connected to your body, that's stored in your DNA, you're going to be recycling. This is why I say you're living the past of all of your ancestors right now, this very moment. So all past lives that you've ever had in your body, you're living right now, and that's in your DNA. And this is why you want to have the clearings to get out of those thoughts, because they will recycle. They will eventually kill your body. If you live long enough, you'd be able to see all of your thoughts that's coming forward, and to see how it's being attacked and where it is stored in your body. If you have a thought, where's it going to? You know, your whole body's like a computer. For one person, that same thought might be maybe in their big toe. Somebody else, it could be in their shoulder. It depends where your body stores that energy. So this is why you want to have the clearings, is to get free of the mind control patterns by your ancestors. So, and they will become activated in this lifetime eventually. And what you have had come up from this point in time back to your birth is what your body chose to recycle, so that you would not be killed from these negative energies. So it brings forth all this stuff. This is what we're dealing with. So back to you, Sylvia.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Ron, because I think that's actually one of my favorite aspects of your clearings, and that is clearing out the stuff that hasn't happened to you yet before it can happen, you know, because if you can, you know, get rid of that stuff that's waiting like a time bomb to get activated and to go off on you, then, you know, you're actually really altering your future by taking care of the past there, so that you can just be in the moment and not have that stuff go on. So it's incredible. I just noticed that our time is actually up for tonight. Maybe for just the end, to leave people with the wonderful energy. You mentioned a couple minutes ago the beautiful Star of Bethlehem energy, and that would be a lovely way to end the evening for everyone.
Okay, so here comes the Light Ship Defense Ship, the Star of Bethlehem, and here it comes. So stronger, just leave the light beam up, or you could leave the Light Ship insignia. Either one, it'll come through. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just a question here, quickly here from Heal. Looks like, yeah, If you do a seven generational clearing, it'll go back to your parents, and then it goes to their parents. Okay. It can sometimes affect and work backwards to your brothers and sisters that way, because once you clear your parents, then if the energy is leaking from them to you energetically, then it can sometimes help your brothers, sisters, your siblings, okay? I can't guarantee that 100%, but it will clean out your parents, and this is the way it works. So, but it works with the physical body. So, you know, by going back that far, even further, you know, naturally your great-great-grandparents or even maybe grandparents are not living. So, you know, it's working through you clearing out their stuff. But if they are living, those physical bodies will get healed from this density. So it's going back quite a ways. And each generation, we'll say, is 7. 1 through 7 is the first segment. The second one is, you know, 8 through 15. You just add 7 to the last number. And then it's 16 through 23, and then it's 30 to 37, and then it's 38 to maybe it is 45, I guess, here. But anyway, that'll be up on the website here. So it all depends how much you need. You know, everybody has and knows, you know, how much they need for each particular issue. So we'll see you all later. Our next show is tomorrow. And it'll be Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So blessings to all of you.
And, Ron, really briefly?
Yes.
We have a question about whether or not there's going to be a Q&A call tonight. And I don't think there is one scheduled, is there?
I could do one for an hour. So if you want to come on the call, it'll last for 1 hour. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. So it's 646-519-5800, 9009, and I'll call in probably in maybe five minutes at the at the latest would be 10 minutes away. So 646-519-5800, a conference call where you can ask questions about healings and about the Light Ship. So it's 9009. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody.
Okay, good night,
bye.
Everyone. Blessings.